Happy Sabbath, that's better, huh? I have a question for you. Do you ever get tired? What makes you tired? Okay, you fall asleep. Is it from a busy day that you get so tired you fall asleep? Maybe you've taken a long trip and you fall asleep in the car on the way home. Maybe you get tired of homework for those of you that are in school. Do you get tired of mama and daddy telling you to put up your stuff? Okay. All of those things are ways of being tired, but we're going to talk about an entirely different way that God talks about tired, okay? And we're all going to understand it in a little bit. Galatians chapter 6, verses 10 through 11 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. Let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose hope." Don't get tired in doing good. Do you ever get tired when you're doing the right thing? God says, you know what? Everybody's going to have that feeling. You may have that feeling when you're picking up your toys, and it just seems like you made a really big mess. And so there's toys all over the floor, and it's taken a long time to clean them up. But oh my goodness, God says don't quit until the job is done. Don't get tired of doing what is good. Those of you that get tired with your homework, what do you have to do? Keep doing it until the lesson is finished, right? So, you know, anything that you are called to do that you get a little bit tired of at the time, God says, just don't quit. And when it comes to telling other people about Jesus and doing nice things for other people, Jesus said, don't stop doing what's good. In our mission statement today, the couple said that they learned to do the next right thing. Just do the next right thing. So the right thing would be to clean up when you're supposed to and clean up until the job is done. Okay. You know, and it's not that you can't rest after the job is done, but we have a big job concerning the gospel, the telling of the story of Jesus, don't we? Is our job finished yet? No, it won't be finished until Jesus comes, will it? So God is saying through his son Jesus and through the apostles, when you have that feeling that you want to quit, just don't quit. Keep going. Rest up a little bit if you have to, but just keep going. Even sometimes if you hurt, or you just don't like all the time what you're doing, God says, keep doing what is good. So, we're going to repeat that today. Just don't quit. All of you say it.
Just don't quit.
Again.
Just don't quit.
Don't quit in your chores until the job is done. Don't quit telling other people about Jesus, because even though you're little people, you have a story to tell about Jesus. Don't quit. Amen? Who would like to pray today?
Me.
Whoa, goodness gracious. You had your hand up first. Come on. You had your hand up first.
Mm-hmm. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this tower. I thank you for helping us. And thank you for my mom and dad. My church family, and they give our bring us to church. All bless us, amen.